second game, they were just content to play very conservative, very basic football, and really dependent on just being physically imposing their will on us, and were successful doing that. So I don't know whether we hit them with some big plays versus some pressure. In fact, they blitzed us once in the second game. We hit Victor for 47 yards. That was the only blitz we got the entire second game. Whereas the first game, it was a little more traditional, a little more typical pattern. You probably got about 30%, 33% blitz, and we hit them again with a couple big plays. Again, Victor hit them a big one. And we hit the, Brandon up the sidelines for a big play. So we had some big plays, a great catch. We didn't make as many big plays. The bottom line, it came down to the end. We were driving down, and they were able to sack us and cause a fumble, and that was the difference in the game. But it's amazing the difference in approach that they had. It was as different as you'll get. So the success they had, you'd anticipate that would be their general feeling going into the game.
Eagles have a lot of new personnel on defense, Ryans, Fletcher Cox, Boykin in the secondary. How has that improved or changed their defense, what you saw from them last year?
You know, they're good players. They had good players. So I don't know that there's a dramatic, discernible difference as you look at them. I mean, I think they've upgraded some people, but they've lost, the Pattersons and Bunkleys of the world who have been great players for them through the years. Bottom line is they got a great rotation up front. Defensive line is outstanding. They play hard. They're relentless. And if you're not ready to match their intensity, it can be a long day. And so we're going to have to be at our very best. Certainly the secondary is a little bit different in the fact that the guy that's been a thorn in our side for years, Asante Samuel, is gone. But Rogers Cromartie looks like he's playing great football. So you got two terrific corners that go along with that great front, and now they got linebackers that fly all over the field. It's a tremendous defense. There's a reason they're ranked as high as they are defensively.
In the opener, it looked like you were thinking about going with Bradshaw and David Wilson as your 1-2. Given what Andre Brown did in the last game, has he earned some role in your offense and share that?
No question. He's really played well. You got an opportunity that probably would not have occurred if it wasn't but for the injury to Ahmad, and he did just what you pray that as a coach guy will do when a chance presents itself. He goes out and made some plays. He's really changed the dynamic of our run game. He's run the ball very, very well both games. So yeah, he's definitely earned the right to get into the mix, and he'll play some. And it's just a matter of us trying to get a feel for what plays. Certain guys run a little more effectively than others, and then you're always hoping somebody gets hot, and then you can feed the hot hand.